from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Still feels like a Tuesday, though. It's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, none of this feels right.
No, feels odd. Feels weird for us all. But that just means we're closer to the start of football. Tomorrow, We get the NFL regular season underway. Huh? Let's go. And then we have college football starting up this weekend again.
Friday football is on the NFL as well.
We do? Is that the Brazil game?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We got a rivalry game, though, this weekend. A rivalry that really has not been of note or consequence for anybody that's out there as of late, because neither one of them have been really good. Mm. But Nebraska and Colorado used to be an all-timer. It was must-see TV when Nebraska and Colorado would play. We've got another rivalry game, the Cy-Hawk Trophy, which was in our bracket of rivalry trophies. The Cy-Hawk Trophy is up for grabs.
And decidedly between, not a good trophy.
No, not a great trophy. No. Not a great trophy. But Iowa-Iowa State play. But that Nebraska and Colorado game this weekend, sign me up. I'm here for it. I love the good traditional rivalries in college football, and these two teams used to be Big 12 foes, were competitive as all get out, and really, really good football was played. Well, we have in Lincoln, Nebraska, Colorado, taking a visit. Deion Prime, 1-0 again, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I think this rivalry might be back.
Oh,
I think it might be back. Nebraska linebacker Makai Bayer, or Gbayer. It's G B A Y O R, but I think the G is silent. Makai Bayer. He did not go from the coach speak interview today. He said, "Hit him hard from the start. Kickoff. I'm going to be running down on kickoff. You'll see me down there. They're going to need two guys to block me. I want them to know that's how we're coming down there. This team is hungry. We put in a lot of work this offseason. We worked our tails off for another team to come here thinking they're going to run through us or it's going to be sweet. Good luck to them. I wish them the best." Give me more. Give me more of Makai Bayer talking about Colorado. This fires me up just wanting this game to start already. Because if you're talking about this on kickoff, you think there's going to be some chirping at Shedeur Sanders? You think there's going to be some chirping at Travis Hunter throughout the course of this game? Sign me up. I want it. I want all of it. This is what makes college football great.
Did you see the video that came from Georgia Tech's locker room after they beat Florida State?
No.
They there's a lot of dancing, a lot of hooting and hollering. There's a video. The guy cuts away. I couldn't tell who it was. And he goes, that's number 10 team in the nation. They ass.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
He wasn't
they're
wrong.
They're no longer the number 10 team in the nation.
But I bring that up because you know it was absolutely front and center for Georgia Tech all week leading up to that matchup. That's the number 10 team in the country. They think they're nice.
Yep.
That you manufacture whatever you need that given week. I mean, down in Eugene, we got the video from the locker room of Dan Lanning going, they play for clicks. There's no rivalry between Oregon and Colorado, and there's never been one. But it was gas to the freaking gills. If you don't think that the old heads of Colorado, Nebraska have been ankling and inkling and pushing and fighting and clawing for not only relevance, but for this rivalry to matter again.
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, will it trickle all the way down and be as impactful as the heyday of the black shirts in Nebraska? No.
No.
But bring me more hatred, bring me more pettiness, bring me more violence. I want it in my football.
And look, Nebraska last year, remember that game was the Colorado and Nebraska game was we thought that Colorado had figured some stuff out. Prime was back. And then Nebraska went in the next week and 36-14. You remember that game? Mm-hmm. Remember how ugly that game was? Mm-hmm. It was some of the worst quarterbacking that I have seen in quite some time. Sims was the quarterback at Nebraska. 9 of 15, 106 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It was chunky.
They played 3 quarterbacks in that game because their offense could not move the ball. Dylan Raiola in that offense.
Different dude.
He looked really good week one. I don't want to overreact over a true freshman coming in week one and saying, all right, this is going to be a big difference. But they ran all over Colorado last year. They can run all over Colorado this year.
Mm-hmm.
If they have competent quarterback play, what are we going to see in this matchup? Because Nebraska's defense is going to be pretty dang good.
Look, we talked about this when we had Dave Bartu on a couple weeks ago. If Colorado lost to North Dakota State, they may not win a game. That was his hot take. They barely squeaked out that win. They barely squeaked out a win against North Dakota State. I don't know how you can look at this game. The line right now is 7.5, and that feels like Vegas is giving away money. Like that's what this
that's what
feels
they want
like.
You to think.
Like I don't understand how this is not a 2-score. It says 7.5 is technically a 2-score. I don't understand how this isn't a 2-touchdown game. I genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Like I understand Colorado can score. I do. Shadur and Travis Hunter are talent-wise the most talented duo. They're on the short list of most talented duo in the country. Is there a wide receiver quarterback pairing in the country that's better?
Not right now, but I think by the end of the year, we may have... No, we won't. Never mind. We're good. I think we may have... maybe Texas?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, was Texas.
Maybe at Texas?
So
maybe
beyond that... So they have that going for them where every given night in a game, those two can create magic. And that's without getting into Horn Jr. So they've got 3 guys that can break a game. So I get everything that's tied to that. But if you're talking about literally every other phase of the game, I don't know how it's not a landslide in favor of Nebraska. And Nebraska's not that good.
No, they're not. I mean, they boat raced UTEP last weekend. Okay. But I think that North Dakota State would have boat raced Utah or UTEP last week too, you know? And if you're asking me, like, I think North Dakota State, better program, better players than UTEP. And Colorado had all they could handle, all that they could handle against North Dakota State last week. And that's a scary part about, you know, our assumptions after 1 week is improvement between week one and week two and what that looks like. I think if you're telling me which team has more room to grow, I still think it's Nebraska because of the fact that you have Dylan Raiola as a true freshman quarterback back there. Their defense was not a problem for them last year. It appears that they have a very good defense again this year. It's going to be, I think this game is going to be close. Something in my gut just tells me it will be close, but I think that you're right. And look, if the stars align, if Raiola is as calm, cool, and collected and has that Mahomesian nature that we saw in flashes last week against UTEP, we could see a rude awakening for Colorado in week two. They're not going to have to wait till week four for that rude awakening to happen. It could happen at 4:30 on Peacock. That's the precursor on old Peacock before Oregon and Boise State.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oregon Boise State on Peacock, and so is Nebraska Colorado.
It's on the Peacock, huh?
How about it's on the old throw it on there. Let's go. We'll see it. But yeah, we get a Peacock game 7 o'clock down here at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, and then 4:30 a little doubleheader. That's a good doubleheader to have on Peacock. I'm not used to this world yet, where we have to program ourselves to going to streaming services to watch college football, like doubleheaders and stuff like that. But I'm picking up what NBC's putting down. They have a good lineup this year of games. Nice, a decent little lineup.
You know, it is interesting how far that Texas Michigan service has come. That's for sure, because 3 years ago that place was a ghost town, and now they seem to have gotten it together. I mean, the Olympics, I think, were kind of the soft launch for how effective the service can be, at least.
They did it. The Olympics, they did an unreal job.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it was, you could bounce around. You could go to watch. You had the mega cast where you had Scott Hansen from the Red Zone.
Gold Zone there.
You could go, like, track and field. If you only wanted to watch track and field, you could hone in on that. You could do the NBC's wide-ranging coverage where they'd bounce back and forth. They did a lot of stuff there. That's a tough one to pull off, too, and they were able to do it. I'm excited for it. And you mentioned this yesterday when we were in the studio. The picture quality of YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube TV, Apple TV's live events, and then Peacock are probably 1, 2, 3 in their picture quality being far superior to what you get in any other streaming service, or really, I think, in your traditional cable provider.
Yeah, I mean, I swapped my login in here for the YouTube TV as opposed to Hulu in here. It was crazy. We had the same thing on, yet the quality on the one that I had signed into YouTube was significantly sharper. I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been missing out on?
Look, I'm not too broken up about YouTube not being the tightest picture quality, because our ugly mugs are on YouTube.
Indeed.
TV. Or on YouTube. So I'm okay with the picture quality not being as precise. You know?
I mean,
you don't
want to see those blemishes. Look, man, radio face is a real thing.
Yeah.
We're married. We're fine. We'll screwed.
Hey, we have great rivalry back of two teams that historically have been really good and competitive. But are the Blue Bloods back in all of college football? Danny Dusty on The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.